This past weekend, the village of Port Jefferson on Long Island hosted the 29th annual Charles Dickens Festival, celebrating the extraordinary Victorian author who more or less invented the modern Christmas, with all its charms and excesses. The sounds of bells and carols were in the air, candles glowed in the windows, and costumed characters walked the streets, including popular Dickensian characters like the genial Mr. Pickwick and, of course, the not-so-genial Mr. Scrooge. At this time of year, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, it's hard to escape the legacy of Charles Dickens. When the Puritans were in power in the 1600s, Christmas festivities were banned, along with plum puddings, as being sinfully indulgent, which of course they are. Even up to the 1840s, Christmas was not much more than a date on the church calendar and an occasion for family gatherings. Then along came Dickens and his book A Christmas Carol, and December was never the same again. He published the book in 1844 in an urgent effort to make some money, and as everybody knows, The Christmas Carol was and is a mega bestseller. Dickens even made an American tour, reading his sentimental story to rapt audiences. There were stage versions and later movies, musicals, television specials. No doubt there's a video game too. In A Christmas Carol, Dickens tells the heartwarming story of a miser joyfully transformed by the Christmas spirit, and of a poor family rising above their poverty and counting their blessings even when they didn't have any. It makes us feel good, as the author intended. Readers have long speculated over the character of Ebenezer Scrooge. Was he simply a primitive capitalist like the cold-hearted monster Thomas Gradgrind that Dickens portrayed in Hard Times? Was he more like a symbolic character telling us how we should behave? Or was he a reflection of Dickens' own divided characters that biographers have now so thoroughly revealed? Certainly, Dickens could be both mean and generous, cruel and kind, and he was keen on money. There was a lot of Scrooge in his creator, and it may be significant that Scrooge had to be intimidated into his act of impulsive generosity by sheer terror. It didn't come naturally. It's 180 years since Scrooge had his change of heart, but we here at WSHU in the 21st century are still hoping for a little impulsive generosity at this season of the year, but without trying to scare you with moralistic ghosts. Generosity made Scrooge happy at last, and it will do the same for you. This is David Boucher.